This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're with the evening edition today with Lynn and Cam. And now Sean Tanis from the news desk joins us for our market wrap. So data from the United Nations shows that Huawei has applied to trademark its own operating system called Hongming in several countries. Sean, this is a major step forward for Huawei's survival.
Yes, the fact that they made the application in at least 9 countries and also in Europe shows the scale of this process. And it's also a clear sign that Huawei are quickly deploying a backup plan in their key markets after the US blacklist. And this official from the company also admitted that the process of launching a replacement OS is not something the company wanted, but the fact that they want to be the family of the Android, with the Android, but with all these blockades and all these hurdles they are facing, they are testing Hongmeng in China mostly. And this is also, at the same time, they are applying for trademarks in countries like Cambodia, Canada, South Korea, and New Zealand. So this is indeed a major development.
So I have been led to believe that the name Hongmeng itself has some significance with its Chinese characters. And analysts believe there are signs that Huawei is creating a new world for itself?
Yes, a new world without dependence on others, I suppose. And that's what exactly they're aiming to build. And the fact that the new OS could be an open source also means that other smartphones which operate on Android could also operate on Hongmeng. And we are looking at Oppo, Xiaomi, Samsung, Vivo, and there are so many other Android brands out there. Basically, they are creating a new ecosystem, not only for themselves, but also for others. So perhaps to protect them from things like trade war and the blockades engineered in the new economy. So speaking of the name itself, I also heard there's some meaning behind the Chinese characters. So I spoke to Feng Shui Master Kenny Hu, who explained it.
According to the Chinese legend, Hongmeng is the era before the beginning of the time and space. That means before the existence of the planets, the sun, moon, star, and so on and so forth in this universe. During the Hongmeng era, the whole universe was in a chaotic situation. There's just a set of qi. The qi means the energy. The first Chinese word, Hong, actually means great, large, or famous. And the second word, Meng, means blind, unconscious, or ignorant like a baby. That means during the chaotic situations, and then without any knowledge, Huawei having very big visions, they can start something very great from totally unconscious or without any other help, everything by themselves. It is also describing their current situation very, very well. With this name, it will trigger a lot of good energy, a lot of motivational idea, and also a lot of courage for the company and then for the staff to move on further, make the whole world a more peaceful world, and everyone can work together to achieve the win-win-win situations. That is the, we call it the great equality situations. That means to be good for everyone.
That was Feng Shui Master Kenny Hu talking about the new operating system from Huawei, Hongmeng. And it sounds as if, like, I would never have expected Huawei, I think, not to have thought it through, since it's such a big deal that they've had to do this.
Yeah, I think they had this backup plan in their mind back, I mean, long time ago. So I think they just had to press the button now. So there we go, Hongmeng.
Hongmeng it is. Moving on to Bursa, Comintel Corp shares were sliding down today. Is this in relation to the auditor report?
Yes, so the counter basically was a top decliner today after the auditor report issued a qualified opinion on its FY19 results. And the Starbiz says the report sort of casted doubts over the group's ability to remain sustainable. So this is also in relation to its subsidiary, Comintel Sendirian Berhad, which is unable to pay 20 million ringgit with interest to NSET Broadcast as ordered by the federal court in August 2017. So ComCorp is expected to submit its regularization plan to Bursa Securities on July 10th, and the counter closed down 17% at 7 cent.
Sean, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.